Case Never Is Discussed by Frank Jurors, Atlanta, Georgian, August 10, 1913. Every man on panel has nickname and formality has been cast out. No member of the jury that is to decide Leo M. Frank's guilt or innocence had expressed an opinion on the case, or even one witness's testimony, when the second week of the trial ended yesterday afternoon, according to the deputies who have them in charge. In the court, it is an attentive jury. No bit of evidence gets by unnoticed. No wrangle occurs between the attorneys that is not given their undivided attention, and when a person testifies, they catch every word, knowing the formal charge that will come from the judge. You are to believe all of it, or any part of it, or if you see fit so to do, take the word of the defendant, who is not under oath. Out of the court, it is altogether a different kind of a jury. Probably it is that its members hear enough of the case during business hours and are glad to discuss topics that do not bring in the possibility of weighing a man's life, but not one member of the jury has at any time expressed any opinion. If there is one, it is carefully guarded, but those who have watched the faces during the 2 weeks said yesterday that it was a jury that was still open to conviction. The formal "good morning, mister" has been abandoned for the more jovial "howdy-do," and every member has a nickname. Friday morning, each member came from the hotel with a tiny white flower on his coat. They were the gift from the wife of a newlywed who would not be on the jury if Judge Roan had listened to his excuses. Saturday afternoon and Sunday are the days that are really tiresome. They are allowed to communicate with no one and, save a morning and afternoon unconstitutional, are not permitted to venture from the three rooms assigned them. Last week, the attorneys consented for them to purchase magazines or any reading matter to be censored by the sheriff, and, with exception of this diversion, a juryman on a 2 or 3 week trial has anything but the finest position in Atlanta.